So it was the summer of 89. I was 12 years old, and I was invited to go to Wild World, a water park, yes, with two of my frenemies, Melanie and Chrissy. And I say frenemies because we were 12, we were in eighth grade, and we were backstabbing. That was just what we did. So they were both blondes. One was natural, one was bottle, one was pale, one was tan. So they had the straight hair, and I always kind of envied it. So that night, my mom, she hot combs my hair out straight so I can go from the Don King to the Al Sharpton. And I vow the next day not to get my hair wet. So we go to this park, my plan works, and it's about noon when everything starts to shift. And the girls are not liking my saying, let's go to this roller coaster instead of the water park. It's a hot, humid Maryland summer day. So Melanie points and says, look, there's a log ride over there. And I look, and there is a wooden bridge, and a huge wave just went over a cluster of people on that bridge. So while it looked really refreshing, I started to have the inner dialogue. I was really freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh, am I going to go up there and get my hair wet? Because you know what's going to happen if you get your hair wet. And then I was like, but it will feel so good. And then the crazy thought of maybe the thing that's never happened when I got my hair wet will happen this time. Maybe it will stay straight. So I throw caution to the wind. I go up those stairs, and I stand there, and everything goes into slow motion. I sit there and watch the log kind of flume at the top of the hill. People's arms are all up in the air. It starts coming down. The nose parts the water. Up goes the wave, and I look at it, and then wham, it's on me. And for a split second, anyone with curly hair knows that when the water hits it, it goes straight for a hot second. So it was like, it's a miracle it went straight. And then, like the Incredible Hulk, it just sprang through my fingers, my ponytail swelled up. I was mortified, and then I see Melanie and Chrissy, and they're looking at each other like, oh my God, what happened to your hair? And I was like, oh, I was so embarrassed. I was so ashamed, even, you know, and my face, I was so happy to be black because my face was bright red, but nobody knew it. And all I know now is that I can go to a water park, obviously. You know, I've embraced my natural hair. And now I just take some really good leave-in conditioner and a hair tie. Thank you.